Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Emily Victoria is a singer-songwriter whose powerful voice has traversed a wide spectrum of musical genres, from pop, jazz, blues, and rock, from standards of the Ella Fitzgerald era to the thundering tones of Amy Winehouse and Lady Gaga. She is currently recording an EP in New York City, which will be released in 2018. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Emily Victoria here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Emily Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here at WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. You know, you've already provided a wonderful service for WAPJ. You performed just recently at the Culture for a Cause benefit concert kind of celebration there for WAPJ at what was the former Performance Hub. And suffice it to say, you rocked the house. It was an incredible performance. You received tremendous applause. And I remember the singer who came after you, Brian Mattiello, I think he started his set by saying, next time, don't have me booked right after Emily Victoria. It was very nice. It was very nice. But then he said, of course, hey, I'm happy to perform anytime with
and
you.
Of course, he really knocked nice. It out of the park, too.
Right he sure after. Did. He was fantastic. And it was one of those performances for you where you had your own songs, and then interspersed it with like Santa Baby. That was a holiday classic and a fan favorite for those who were there. You know, we've also talked previously, you and I, because you had performed at Coe Park for a winter concert working with Tracy Walton.
Yeah.
And so tell me about that work, playing for the home team, if you will, playing concerts in Torrington. Is that something that you enjoy doing?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's such a great place to play, and it's so lively, and, you know, the crowds are always great. And so anytime I get the opportunity to sing in Torrington, I'm always like, yes, I'll do it.
Now, tell me about your very first, was there a formative memory for you that put you on the path of being a singer? Did you sing it when you were a child? Did you like sing concerts as a child?
Yeah, I actually, when I was 5, I was in a high school production of Sound of Music as Gretel.
You were?
Yeah, so that kind of like started it. and my grandfather was directing it, and they needed a little girl, so I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of started it. And then, you know, after that, I did a lot of shows, and then, you know, I actually was... I witnessed a really terrible, terrible car accident, and it was a head-on collision with a truck, and that was kind of like a really hard, you know, experience for me. And at that moment, that's when I picked up the guitar and I started writing songs and kind of starting a healing process. And I was like, you know what, this is different, and I like this. You know, it was something that, you know, wasn't the same thing as musical theater, but it was something that was almost therapeutic for me.
Was that because you were creating your own words and your own voice, as opposed to putting your own voice and interpreting the songs of others?
Yeah, that was a big part of it, that it was kind of like telling my own story instead of, you know, me being in someone else's. You know, I liked doing that.
How old were you when that happened?
That was 2 years ago, so I was 18 when that happened.
Wow. And so from seeing that occur, it crystallized for you in your mind to put down on paper some of the feelings that you have, some of the experiences that you have, and share your talent and your vision with the world now and work on it now.
Yeah. And I actually wrote a song about it, and it's called Never Knew Your Name. And it's all the proceeds for it go to an organization started by Lady Gaga, the Born This Way Foundation. It's an incredible foundation. It like empowers kids who have like experienced traumatic events or are struggling with identity, struggling really with anything, to be able to overcome it and have a great strong support system. So I was like, that's the foundation I want, you know, any of the proceeds for that song to go to.
Now, were you a Lady Gaga fan prior to picking up the guitar?
Of course. I've always admired her. I've admired, you know, that she's not afraid to do what she wants, you know, dress how she wants, sing how she wants, you know. And I like that. I like that kind of like unashamed, unapologetic attitude.
And well, you on stage, you have a presence on stage that has command of the audience, if you will, command of the stage, if you will. What's interesting is that you have performed so many different genres, as I described in the beginning. And what's interesting is that you've not only done Lady Gaga, but you also describe as some of your influences Judy Garland or Led Zeppelin or Joan Jett or Stevie Wonder. So it's an eclectic mix, as you describe.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I love about it. You know, I love all different kinds of music because it really affects how I write. I try to include all of those, you know, different styles, you know, because Judy Garland is definitely not in the same category as Led Zeppelin, and Led Zeppelin's not in the category of Stevie Wonder, but there's something in those, you know, artists that kind of, you know, can go together. And that's why I try to like
diversify your musical portfolio.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Exactly.
I understand.
By adding a whole bunch of different people.
Well, but these are musicians and performers that you enjoy listening to on your own as well.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that if you were asked to say perform jazz at a jazz club or a jazz event, you do that.
Oh, definitely.
And then if they say, well, now we need you to sing the standards, the classics, the American Songbook,
yeah,
you do that.
Definitely.
And then if they needed you to rock the house as you did and for the Culture for a Cause concert, you'd do that too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, is there any particular genre that you like above all others?
Oh, that's a tough question. Oh, God, there's so many great. I don't know if it's a genre per se, but classic rock, you know, that sound and that feeling of classic rock, I love that.
You gravitate towards that.
Oh, yeah.
Could that be, in a way, because your voice also gravitates towards that? Because you can hit the high, when I say high notes, not just the high notes, decibel level, I guess, but with clarity and with a strength and an edge to it that, you know, lends itself very well to the rock genre.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely right. That definitely comes from liking so much rock music. And really, that kind of started, you know, my mother showed me one of the first few, you know, songs I ever heard was Barracuda.
Really?
Hearts Barracuda.
Okay.
And Hotel California. And I remember thinking, oh, this is so good. And I was like 10 years old. And I was like, this is so good. Like, what is this? And then I started going through and finding more songs, and I just completely shifted focus to like, this is good music. And then it expanded. It was like, oh, there's not just these bands. There's this and this and this and, you know.
So you've had a kind of a musical journey, if you will. Mm-hmm. But did you take any formal lessons for guitar? Did you take any formal lessons for your voice?
For my voice, I did from, you know, I haven't in a while, but I did. I took lessons, and I took lessons with, Benjamin Rausch, and he's such an incredible vocal coach and teacher. And then after that, I kind of just formed my own, like taking what I knew from learning classically and training that way and tried to make my own kind of sound, my own voice. But guitar, never. I just did that all by myself. I would listen to Heart Records and play along with Nancy Wilson.
Very nice.
And then, you know, in Eagles Records, I'd play along, and I just kind of would follow. I would use my ear because I didn't know chords. I didn't know the name of notes. And I just kind of would fool around, and I'd figure it out, and then I started using what I knew and wrote my own songs.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, guess what? We're already at our first break. We're already at our first break, so as we're going to go to a break, instead of our usual music, we're going to listen to some of Emily Victoria's music. We're going to listen to Some Kind of Magic. We're going to be back in just a few moments here.
That's given me quite a fright. It makes me freeze, makes me weak in the knees. When you heat me up like a flame, yes, this must be.
Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm here with Emily Victoria. We're talking about her musical career. She, in the past 2 years, has shot like a rocket into the mainstream of Connecticut local musicians. It's been exciting to see the work that you have already done, Emily. You have performed, as I said, with Tracy Walton, performed at Performance Hub. Could you tell me some other performance venues that you've played at?
Yeah. The Infinity Hall in Norfolk.
Infinity Music Hall. That's right. I that was on the tip of my tongue, and I didn't say it, so I'm glad
I
you did.
I almost saw you were about to say it, and I was like, go.
I led you have that one, so okay.
And I opened for Willie Nile there, and that's just such a great venue, and I love playing there. And I've played at places in New York. I've played at the Laurie Beachman Theater and Stage 72, the West End Lounge, Birdland, which is a great jazz joint in New York.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you right there. So you played at a jazz joint in New York. How did that come to be? Did you explore different venues, or were you discovered with your jazz musical talent and they asked you to come? How did that happen?
Well, it was kind of like I was actually doing a show in New York at the time, and the show was filled with a lot of like old, you know, style jazz
standard
songs.
Yeah,
and they hooked it up, and I was like, okay, sure, I'll go sing Birdland, of course. So I went and I sang, and it was just a great experience for me, and it was kind of like, you know, that first experience of singing in a jazz club like that. And, you know, it was very interesting, and it kind of was like, felt like it was straight out of a movie.
It must have felt that way. Even though they don't smoke in there anymore, I'm sure you almost have that vision there.
The lights definitely,
the way the lights are
up.
Right, exactly. And what did you perform? Can you recall any of the songs that you performed there?
The one song that I can remember that I sang was called Some of These Days. And I love the song because it's very rare. Not very many people know the song. And if they do, it's like very commendable because, wow, you must do your research to know. And the show was about the seven little Foys, like Eddie Foy's seven children. And so it was filled with these like 1920s, you know, 19 teens songs. So it was very cool to get to sing that. And I, you know, before that, I had known nothing really about, you know, the music of the 20s and the 30s. And then, you know, once that happened, of course, I got into the 1920s and 30s. And I was like, wow, look at all this music. So, you know.
Well, once again, I apologize for interrupting you, but it seemed so fascinating. I didn't want to forget. That's for myself. I didn't want to forget asking about that question. It seems to me, as I described to you, that you're a Connecticut performer, and yet New York definitely has certainly an influence for you because you are recording a new album. You're recording an album of your own work, which is so exciting to hear about.
Yes.
And you're recording that in New York City.
Yes, I am. I mean, New York City's got a hold on me. because it's such a magical place. I'm recording an EP with Matt Hogan, who's Willie Nile's guitarist. Oh, and he's played with Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, and mm-hmm. he's incredible. He's such a great guitarist and producer and just overall person. And he really knows music. He knows what labels look for. And he's really helping me along, you know, with this process. And I'm really excited about it. It's sounding really good.
That's exciting. Tell me, you know, with this new EP, are you recording some of your earlier work? Or are you writing new songs specifically for the EP, or a combination of the two?
Well, I decided to do some newer songs on this EP to try to, like, because when I was writing them, it was kind of one after another. And I was like, wow, this kind of forms a little bit of like a flowy, kind of like a little story going through here.
Sure.
And I was like,
yeah,
this could be good for an EP. So I thought that might be a good idea.
Yeah, you're keeping kind of a cohesive structure to it,
yeah,
same feel to it.
Right.
Will there ever be a time where you record some of the earlier songs, especially that very first one that was obviously clearly very important to you in your musical history?
Yes, I actually do that. Never Knew Your Name is actually out on iTunes.
It is.
And
okay.
Yeah, I recorded that with Tracy.
Oh, okay, great, at On Deck Sound Studio.
Yes, I did, and it's a great recording. It's very bare bones, and it's a great song, and it's very close to my heart, and, you know, I wanted to put that out separately without any other songs. I wanted it to
stand
alone.
On its own so
yeah,
people can
people
hear
can
it
soak
and
it in and
it.
Really, you know. That's...
Excellent. What other ways have people, or can people find your music? Have you done any videos of any sort as well?
Yeah, actually, for Some Kind of Magic, I have a music video for, and it's on my website, and it's emilyvictoriamusic.com. Mm-hmm. Glad I didn't forget that.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to bring it around at the end as well, but I'm glad you brought it up now. So you have a video for your song, which we just listened to for the bumper music, which is great.
It was very exciting to do that, because that song definitely has that 40s, you know, vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did the video, we were like, oh, we've got to do like this jazz club 1940s thing. So I was in that Jessica Rabbit red dress, and I was like, oh, you know, my hair was all done. Everybody was... You know, we had a fog machine going because we couldn't smoke in the place. Because it's got to be healthy. We got to keep
that
healthy vibe going. So we had a smoke machine, which was really cool. And, I filmed that with Paul Brighton and recorded the song with Paul Brighton. And he's really great. He really knows how to get really good shots. And it was a good experience to have, because I've been in a music video before, but I was like a background person, so mm-hmm. And I wasn't even writing music back then, so it was cool to be like at the, you know, forefront and, you know, doing this style, my own song, you know. It's just a cool experience.
After that experience, will that help inform any future videos that you may do, or
definitely.
Any other performances? Did you learn something from that you might take into the next venue? Or
there was definitely like little tricks and things that we did, like there's parts where there's slow motion happening in the background,
mm-hmm.
from when I'm singing, and we had to speed the song up, because when I was mouthing along to the song, we had to speed it up so that way when they're recording, they're able to slow everything behind me can be slower when they slow down
so a little bit of special effects there. That's exciting.
Just some little tricks.
Absolutely. That can be found on emilyvictoriamusic.com, so people can check that out. Can they also find on that site as well the like links to your other song?
Yeah. Everything is right there. There's more videos and some links to songs, and upcoming events that I'll have are always posted there. And if anybody ever wanted to get in contact with me for a show or for a gig, everything's right there.
We're going to take our second break. We're going to come on back. We're going to talk some more with Emily Victoria. We might hear a little bit more of Emily Victoria's music here on Nutmeg Chatter.
The freeze makes me weak in the knee. when you heat me up like a flame. Yes, this must be your game.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk here in studio with Emily Victoria. We're talking about her exciting musical journey. She is working on an EP in New York City filled with her original music. But that's not the only music that's going to be coming out from Emily Victoria. There's also going to be another single, another song that you're going to be releasing. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I had talked to Nathaniel Hintz, is the person that I wrote the duet with, and we kind of have similar styles, like that kind of bluesy sound. And I was like, hey, you want to write a song? And we just decided to write a song, and it was really good. And it's called Fooling Around, and it's a cheating song. So got a lot of good revenge lines in there. So,
and was that something that where you just wanted to work on a song together? And then did you collaborate on the music? Did you collaborate on the lyrics or both?
Both. It was pretty evenly split. We just kind of like sat down, and I started playing the beginning riff, and we just kind of like went from there, and I played like an E, an A, a G, and then I was like, okay, let's get going. And you know, he wrote his verse, I wrote my verse, and we both kind of worked on the chorus together, and then it kind of
took shape.
Yeah,
it took shape.
I mean, I would say we probably wrote it in maybe about an hour.
Really?
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And it was like my first real collaboration of writing a song with somebody else, so that was also a really good experience.
Excellent. Okay, so before that, and so for all of your other songs, they're personal and they're specifically yours, mm-hmm. and you didn't collaborate with anyone, at least as it relates to the lyrics. You may mm-hmm. have worked with music, correct? Or
yeah, I the songs that you know, are mine are truly really my own.
Yeah.
I write everything. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so this was the first collaborative experience. How was that? And do you think that you'll be doing that type of collaborative experience again?
I liked it. I really liked working with somebody else and, you know, hearing, we had a similar story that we were writing about, you know, in the song and similar emotions. And we were like, oh yeah, let's just do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was really great, you know? And I definitely will want to collaborate with anyone else who's interested.
Very nice.
In the future.
Excellent. Well, tell you what I'd like to do now, where we'll have you set up. I'm going to put it on pause. Why don't we play just a little bit of your music so people can hear it for themselves. We're not going to play the whole song on when we release this as a podcast to protect your rights there for the music, but we will share your music on WAPJ. So let's listen to some of Emily Victoria's music.
Walk away, they say, walk away, don't you go around here no more. Good looking, you were so good looking. Easy on the eyes, shake me to my core. I can't breathe with your hands all over me. So bad that it's good, the only thing that I need. Smooth talking away, we were walking. Then I hear that voice in my head, it keeps saying, oh no, here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no, I'm caught up in your cruel intentions. Double dealing, yeah, you were caught stealing my heart straight from my chest. I'm not innocent, I let you in, I love it that I must confess. I'm in deep with the things you do to me, so wrong, it's so right, the one I call to at night. Sinful loving, it's sinful loving, it's spinning around in my mind, it keeps saying, oh no, here it comes again, it comes again.
now. I'm caught up in your cruel intentions. It's fight or flight to stop the endless nights. It's over now, it's screaming loud. I can't help myself, it starts to shout. Oh yeah. Intense with you, babe, I've got to get away. There's nothing that you can say. It all starts when we drift apart. A moment of lust pulls me into your clutch. My body tells me no, that I should really go. The words stop me in my tracks. I keep saying, oh no. Here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no, I'm caught up in your cruel. No, here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no, I'm caught up in your cruel intentions. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Emily Victoria, Cruel Intentions. Very nice. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Emily Victoria, Cruel Intentions. Thank you for sharing the music with us. I look forward to listening to the full Cruel Intentions song when it's on your EP. It's going to be fantastic. But thank you for sharing it with us now. Let me ask you this, because your journey just recently started. Actually, it didn't really recently start, because you played in South, I'm sorry, not South Pacific. You played in Sound of Music when you were young, so you have a musical background when you were younger. Mm. But in terms of picking up the guitar and doing the type of music that you do now, that was relatively recent.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for other people who have those type of songs inside themselves, just like you? Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, first of all, do it. Don't ever, you know, second guess yourself. If there's something that you have in your heart or that is on your mind, anything, just go for it. There's nothing you can do that's wrong in this, you know, because if you're doing what you love and if you're doing something that you know you should be doing, then it's the right move.
And is that what you're doing now? Are you doing what you love to do?
I'm doing what I love to do.
That's fantastic. Well, it shows. I'm excited for your future. Looking forward to seeing more of what you do. And for those who want to find out more information, even though we gave it a little bit in the second segment, could you please share with our listeners where can they go to find more information about your work?
Well, they can go to my website, emilyvictoriamusic.com, and I also have a Facebook and Instagram, which is Emily Victoria Music. And I post any kind of events I have. There's any videos I put up there, pictures, anything like that, contact information, and yeah.
Excellent. Well, Emily Victoria, I want to thank you for coming in to speak to us today on Nutmeg Chatter here at WAPJ.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WEPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Some of the music has been provided by Emily Victoria. We want to thank her for that. That was fantastic. Please stay tuned for more music, more entertainment. At 4 p.m., there's The Hotspot with Darcy, a fantastic program of local music, musicians, and more. Thank you for listening to Nutmeg Chatter. We hope you enjoyed the chat.